Yeah. Oh. critical thinker. She's not dissatisfied with the stuff she has now. But the woman is preparing for the present and for her future. Because the text says that not only she's selling for her community, but she behaves like a merchant. A merchant ship sails not just in the United States, but it sails in Asia, Russia, China, and Africa. woman in the text is guiding her household in the right direction.
Come at your help, and all your help came from God. Now you're
praise because she fears God. Now, mama in the text is not bashing good looks. She's not trying to present. It's a bad thing to look good. Mama said that the woman in the text ought to look presentable. She ought to look nice. You need to have your eyes open for a nice looking woman that looks nice. In order to feel good, and guess what? Look good. When you look good, you the same applies to me. You don't want a shabby looking man. Amen. You don't want a man that looks kind of, you know, he needs some help. You know, you need a man that's able to demonstrate that he cares about himself. And if I care about myself, I can't help but care about you. So in the text, he said, give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own works praise her in the day. Not a woman in receiving grace. He said, give her the fruit of her hand. So now the woman's been blessed by God. Because the woman feared God, loved God, loved her family. And now mama saying, God is in return giving the bless your mom. Give her the fruit of her hands. What you put in and what you're going to get out. You put stuff in, you get stuff out. You put nothing in, you get nothing out. But the woman that put her time in, because she put her time in, the Bible says God now is in the process of blessing her real good. I thank God for the book of Proverbs in 31 chapter. When we understand that both of us can become a virtuous person, we'll understand how blessed the household will become. I thank God for the revelation in the text this morning, because the text is showing us that because you put your time in, your time, Lord have mercy, is not in vain. The Bible makes it crystal clear that God is in the process of blessing you real good. That's why you can't give up on God. That's why you can't give up on each other. You got to know how to stand still and see the salvation of God work on your behalf. It's not easy in the text. There's a hard challenge in the text. But because this woman able to fear God, God is empowering her to hang on in there. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify the truth of the matter? You will have some trials and some tribulations in your marriage, but you got to hang on in there. You will have some ups and some downs and some relationships, but you got to learn how to hang on in there. And I declare to you this morning, he may not come when I want him, but God is always on time. Don't you know there's a blessing to be able to see God?
here this morning, man, and that's your desire this morning to become that virtuous person, this is your opportunity to come and try it out. You tried everything else, you tried everyone else. And you want to come and say, God, here am I. I'm willing to be used by you. The Bible says that everybody in the household woke up and said, you please. I thank God for you. Maybe you want to position yourself so you can be that virtuous woman. Come on, come. Maybe you want to join a church this morning, be a part of that church.
Thank you.